Finally, today, a tale about overcoming musical hardship. It stars an orchestra from Hungary that was invited to play at Lincoln Center in New York. The orchestra wowed the critics with a, quote, stunning all Dvorak performance. But for a while, the performance was in doubt. The orchestra had run afoul of a federal regulation that bans anyone from bringing ivory into the U.S. For an explanation, we reached orchestra manager Stefan Englert on his cell phone.
Yeah, the Budapest Festival Orchestra had two concerts in Lincoln Center, and we brought our instruments by cargo. And with the instruments, we brought also the string bows. And as we knew that the regulations for the import of ivory is tightened up, we made photos and we got a certificate that these bows do not contain ivory. And then we were a bit surprised when we arrived that seven of the bows didn't went through the customs. And we couldn't take them to our concerts in New York.
Why do bows have ivory in them?
Not all of them have it. It's just in the tip. It's a small little part. And just traditionally, ivory was used for that.
The kind of shiny bit at the end, right?
Yes, it's just the tip of the bow.
So how did you deal with the problem here when you were in the U.S.?
Well, we had to find a solution. And luckily, we have good friends at the Lincoln Center. And they helped us to get in touch with other professional musicians. And we did rent these bows from other musicians, which is, of course, tricky, since if someone is playing with a bow for a very, very long time, it is part of an instrument and you are used to a bow. All bows have a different characteristica. And it takes some time to get adjusted to a new bow. It's like a new instrument in a way.
Well, presumably the other musicians from Lincoln Center have pretty good bows, no?
They have pretty good bows, but the point is, even if you have a pretty good instrument and all of a sudden you play on a Stradivari, it doesn't mean automatically that you can cope with it so easily, because it all has a different characteristica. They all have different sizes, different weights, and the human body and this automatism of playing is just used to it.
Do you understand the U.S. concern, though? I mean, certainly illegal ivory is a pretty big problem worldwide, and if people are seeing this lovely stuff on the end of a bow, it could suggest to them that, you know, ivory is worth having.
I completely understand the concerns, but what I don't understand is that there are instruments that have been built a very, very long time ago that they cannot be imported, since these instruments are built, this ivory is used. It is not about producing new ivory for these instruments or for the bows. Plus, we did everything what was required. We even did these passports. We even had these certificates that there is no ivory, but still, seven of the bows didn't went through.
Huh. Did you get them back in the end?
We got them back, yes. We got them back yesterday when we left. We had to be there at 10 o'clock in the morning with the inspector, and we had to pay a fine, of course, but we got them back, luckily.
So because of this, using these different bows, did the Dvorak actually sound differently?
I don't think it sounded very differently, since it's a group. And basically, our musicians are highly flexible. They had some time to adjust to it. At the very beginning, it is a certain kind of anxiety or insecureness, because you have to adjust to new things. And that's, of course, in this kind of complex production of music, always an issue. But the performances have been magnificent. The Eighth Symphony, this is just special symphony of Dvorak. And this was just an incredible, intensive performance.
Stefan Englert, many thanks.
You're welcome.
The Budapest Festival Orchestra, playing here with borrowed bows, wraps up the show today. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH in Boston, I'm Aaron Schachter, and thanks for tuning in.